It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 911.
Happy Thursday. What is happening? What's going on? What's going on, everybody?
TJ, there's, you know, with Donald Trump, he's saying to fire people. Have you heard about this?
You're fired.
It's just saying fire. Like, he's just getting rid of a bunch of people.
I actually don't know what to believe with what the media is saying at the moment.
What's he saying?
I just don't know.
What have you heard from Trump?
You can never take it face value. He tweeted
saying that he's gotten rid of this person, introducing his new one.
It's an episode of The Apprentice.
I mean, it's a brand value. I didn't want to get down in the politics, but what I'm saying is maybe I'm a little bit like Donald Trump because today I got a message from GB of Slack. GB, you're not fired. Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah. he said, mate, are you doing the script? For Screenplay Sunday, we record.
Well, this is the show that I got fired by.
Yeah, you were fired from. And sometimes when people get fired, other people win, don't you think? It's not all negative.
Well, I mean, yeah, the people Someone who fell over in that ice skating race mm-hmm. made way for David. What's his name? Bradbury, not David, but
someone. I was just Bradbury. Say Bradbury. I wish you didn't say David. Yeah.
David Bradbury.
David Bradbury. And so I said, GB said, are you writing the script? And I said, no. I asked Jess to. And he said, oh, Jess isn't going to do it because she was told that she was banned from writing scripts.
I think that is true. Did I hear that?
Potentially. However, if I say you can write a script, surely the person that bans you, if they ask you to write the script, surely that means you're unbanned. No?
Is it like a boss coming to rehire you and the person's like, well, I know you're saying that you want me to come back.
No, it wasn't even fired. It was like the apprentice nearly cut off their hand on the bread slicer. And then 2 years later, finally, the boss at the time said, hey, don't use the bread slicer. 2 years later, they're saying, hey, can you use the bread slicer?
Are you saying that the trauma of having your arm cut off, you are the trauma that fired
Jess?
No,
I'm the boss. I'm not the bread. The script that Jess wrote was the cut of the finger. And so, anyway, things are moving. Things are happening.
And so, hang on. Have you found somebody to do it?
Well, GB's got a lot of editing on. I'm not going to put that pressure on him.
Yeah.
Grace has a lot on. She's doing applications and things. She can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. However, there is a little bit of me that's annoyed about it. So, in the classic Donald Trump style, what I'm doing is firing Jess from today's Screenplay Sunday and Tommy Jacket. I'd like you to sit in for Jess. Will you sit in?
You have to work in the bird.
The
this
magpie.
Is the condition. The magpie, yeah.
Sure.
The dead magpie mm-hmm. that has come back to haunt.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I can. When I say we, it will be me. I should have just gotten someone on Fiverr to write it.
But, that is a good idea.
It would have been a good idea. You suggested just getting someone from Star Now.
As an actor, yeah.
As an actor, but we've done a lot better than that. We've got Julian Haig. One of the best actors in the country coming on Screenplay Sunday.
Yeah, don't think he can be found on Star Now through his agent though. And we've cut the usual pecking order to get to him. Mm-hmm. We've gone straight to him and he's on the show.
Great. We got his Gmail.
Excited. we've got his Gmail. That's right. I gave him a call. We had some great banter and
I hope you saved some for the podcast.
Yeah, I did. I said save it for the show, mate. Uh-huh. But I did tell him that I'm not going to be on. I said to him, I'm not going to be on it.
Okay. Well, but, so you can message him and say, oh, look, change your plan. Do you want to write the script? No, that's
I'm just going to rock up. For you. I'm just going to rock up. You can't fire a guy in the second episode and then expect him to write anything.
it's just a lot of pressure.
I produced up Julian. Yeah. I got him there.
It's good. No, I appreciate that.
Can you at least write a grumpy character for me just in case?
Yes.
You think I'm putting off negative energy.
It's
my character.
That's a good idea. I think I could give... I'll have a fighting scene between you and Julian Haig. Jess says great. In the comments, so mad with an angry face. Jess, if you're mad, what am I? I'm fucking furious to wake up in the morning and have George message me and say, mate, what's happening with the script? It's a shock. It's an absolute shock to the system.
I mean, do you think she'll fire you as her... she's the admin coach to you and she...
Well, so the thing is, as the admin coach or the admin mentor... Surely she should have at the very least, if you're going to not do the script, fine. But then you should at least communicate. You know that I communicated. I said, can you please write the script? And so in that moment, even if you gave pushback and said, oh, no, it's banned or whatever, there should still be, I feel, as an admin person, a follow-up being like, you know what? JJ should, I should follow up with JJ and just say, hey, how are you, like, are you actually cool to do the script?
And so I'm just looking in the chat that we have about it. I think it's bled over into a different chat outside of its own dedicated area. Was it said in the chat, Jess, you're writing it?
I don't know
if it
was said in the chat. No, I don't know where it was said. I don't know where it was said. And so it's annoying. But the thing is, I feel bad because the thing is, I seem like I was really trying to, like, it put me in this position. Right, so I asked, I didn't even think about this. I knew that Jess didn't want to do the script. And I think Sevs had mentioned, oh, I don't think Jess wants to do the script. And so I said, like, to Grace yesterday, I said, oh, do you want to do the script? And she said, oh, no. And I forgot why. And so this morning, I thought, oh, maybe she's just, nervous or whatever. And so I messaged her this morning, being a real suck, being like, oh, would you please do it? And she's like, oh, no, sorry. Like, I've got to write that job application. So it seems like I, in my mind, remembered that she had the job applicant, like an application she had to get done. And I'm like, hey, I know you have that, but there's bigger priorities. And so it doesn't make me look good. No one looks good here. Jess doesn't look good. Grace is fine. You're fine. How have you ended up fine? Like, the guy who ruined the vibe on episode 2 has some...
According to one person on the call, so let's make that clear.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think everyone was feeling it.
It's unconfirmed, like the whereabouts of who decided on who was going to write this script.
Yes. Yeah.
How have I ended up here? Well, you just
sometimes just sitting. Yeah, just sitting back, isn't it? There's something in this. Just like not entering into it, not getting involved, and then it's like, this is why I think with friendship groups too. So the big friendship groups, you're 20, 30 people. Eventually, there's going to be a falling out. If you stay outside of those circles, you sort of get the you get the cream. The people are like, I can't be fucking bothered with this sort of stuff. It's like, oh, okay.
God, I haven't heard that in a while. That's
But you know what I mean, yeah?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean, I never had the big friendship group, but I can imagine.
Yeah, you're talking high school. I mean, some people still battle through friendship blow-ups at this age. Mm-hmm. Different, though. Different times. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I mean, we don't want to rattle the cage too much because we want to at least have a Christmas party where we can enjoy each other's company.
This is the thing. Like, morale's somehow, I know how it's like with Jess's comments in the chat. There's definitely a narrative that's being built at her end that I somehow am the bad guy. Whereas I just want to say, I just woke up in the morning looking forward to a great script by Jess. And I got a Slack from GB. GB knows that I'm pissed too, because when GB said, ha ha, Jess said she was banned, I just wrote back, I'll do it. That's all I said. No, ha ha, ha ha, no, I'll do it.
So how long is it going to take you? When are you going to do it?
It'll take me 45 minutes. I'll find time.
Do you need to speak with the admin queen to get her to coach you through getting it done?
No, it's fine. It's fine. No,
do you need a Cal invite from Jess to get this done?
No, I'll put in the calendar invite.
One thing I will say is I won't tell Julian Haig the drama. The fuckery. Yeah.
Leave it to me.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll call Jess up. Just on the phone.
Call her now.
This is Jess. Oh, yeah. We could call her. Should we call her now?
Well, I think you get to give her side. It's like a debate. You go, you can give her whatever time frame you like before she gets hung up on.
Okay.
And she gets to rebut.
Okay, here we go. This is Jessica Lucas. You talk. I don't even want to fucking talk.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jess. It's Tommy here. How are you going?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. I'm talking because Josh doesn't want to, and I thought it'd be great to give you the platform to rebut anything that he's putting out into the ether that may misrepresent you or just be sort of clouding the situation.
Yeah. I mean, like when he slacked that first time, I literally wrote back and said, no, you banned me straight away. So I don't know where he got the impression that I was actually doing it. I was just trying to organize Grace or May to do it because I knew that he was busy and, you know, I was banned, so I can't keep writing this script, you know.
You actually sound upset. It's okay. I'm gonna write the script. It's gonna be all okay. But I think it's better if you sit on the bench for this one. But for episode 10,
Google Julian Hayes hot ass.
Yeah, he is very attractive. Yeah. I mean, you've already had Drew. I think you've had enough sort of meat that you've been. What do you say? Ogling. In the last week. Yeah. But yes, Julian is attractive.
Jess, can I just check in? Are you hungover?
I don't feel great. I reckon it's ripped my fucking stomach lining up.
What did you drink?
Petrol? I did a gin shot.
Oh.
And then we had gin recording the episode, and then I had a couple of glasses of wine with a friend last night, and I was fine. And then this morning, I was like, "Oh my god, my stomach is not great."
Oh no, it's funny when we all share calendars because I get an insight into your calendar, and I'm just like, I sometimes see things. I'm like, "What the fuck is this?" It was G and J Vino is in the calendar with like about 40 O's. I was like, what is this calendar? What is this event?
I thought I had it on private, but I was thinking it is on private. I checked it because Tommy said the same thing. I was like, maybe because you guys are owners of the G Drive, you can see everyone's calendar too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I do ask you, like, is it too much when I ask you questions like, oh, how did the house inspection go and things like that from the weekend?
No, it's fine. Okay, I mean, I can see when you're Brent's due and...
Yeah. That's very true.
Have appointments and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So.
Yeah, it's all very true. The Manscaped is in the cowl.
When you shave. Quarterly trim.
Yeah. Okay, well, no, I think it's fine. Like, I think there's nothing really to be done here. The screenplay
Sorry,
Sunday.
Okay, wait. Are you genuinely upset?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I was pissed off. I did stand... I was in bed when I read the message. I was about to get up.
Wait.
And I was just looking out onto Smith Street. And I was like, okay, there's a choice right now. There's a choice right now. I could either be pissed off all day. I was going to say, okay, hey guys, let's move around the shows because I'm just going to blow up if I go on the Daily Talk Show 15 minutes after finding
God.
This. And so I just but look at me now. Look, this is how woke I've become. I sat there, I sat on the end of the bed, I put my feet to the ground, and I said, "Today is going to be a good day." And I was like, "And it's good content." And so I got up and had a shower. And so no, we're all good. I'm fine. I actually enjoy the script. Actually, if you look at it, I've got some. My main concern was I didn't want GB, having to do it with the editing he's got. But looking at the calendar, I actually have a bunch of spaces, so I can definitely do it. So it's all fine.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you for taking that on and leading mm-hmm. the team in such a great way.
Great, thank you.
And sorry, I had to get to this point where we're having a phone call about it, but that's okay. That's next.
But isn't it good that it's all sort of feels, resolved?
Well, I was just thinking though that can we not do my reviews online.
Yeah, sure. No, well, I was thinking, like, did you ever do 360 reviews at your old jobs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we could do the 360 podcast hosted by Georgie Boy from Hump Day Replay.
Yeah, but...
Like yours.
Yeah, it'd be good fun. Yeah, we could imagine it could be like a real sort of it could be done like a serial, like a crime show.
Yeah.
Jess, I guess while you're here, we can do some other admin. We'll just we were talking, Jess and I, about Christmas party, and we, you know, I was thinking, you know, JJ, you're not fond of sort of some heaving space where there's lots of people around. We need to find that sort of place in the middle.
What do you think? No, because I'm open to the greater good of the team. So if you think if all the team's going to enjoy it, at the end of the day, I can just be against a wall away from everyone else. Like I can, if you imagine a table, I just am at the bit where there's no one else.
At the exit, about to run.
Yes.
No, but we were saying golf, playing around, at least doing some activity. Because I wanted to go to the park with a duffel bag, finally get it and play sports.
Mm-hmm.
Just piss up and at sports.
I ruled that out.
Really? And what's wrong with that, Jess?
No, because we did that in lockdown. Like,
okay.
We need to be able to go and do things that we weren't able to do. So can I tell you my idea? Because I think Tommy didn't enjoy it, but I feel like it's a good bonding thing for the team. And then we can go, I think you would enjoy this, I think Mace would enjoy this, and then I think afterwards we can go get a drink. And then everyone who wants to stay and drink can stay, and then the others can maybe go home if they want.
Can I guess what you're going to say?
You will
not. If it's bonding.
You will not.
I think it's one of those like destroy room things where you go and smash shit up or something. Is that what it is?
That was Tommy's idea.
Oh, really? That is a very Jacket idea, mine was, isn't it? Guys, stand back. Throwing. I've got the fucking...
Axe throwing. It's actually really fun. There's a place in Collingwood.
What about a middle ground, which is archery? It's a little bit less sort of macho than...
Can I tell you a story about archery? I have bowed arms, so the little string like whacks it and it bruises my arms.
Okay.
They go in so much.
All right, well, so we won't do that. So what's your idea?
Okay, so my idea was there's this place called Free to Feed and it's like 4 hours and you go in and you talk to a refugee and the refugee takes you through a cooking class.
Mm-hmm.
And so they teach you about dishes and how to make dishes. From
you know,
their
Jack Post's wife works there, Bianca.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really. I've done it before. It's so nice, and like you get to eat, which we all love. And then you can also, I think, you can pay to drink there as well if you want.
And so, is it just the team, or are there going to be other people there at the same time?
Well, we could just get a team one potentially.
Okay. Yeah, I'll speak to Bianca. I wonder if that's possible because I know they do like Persian food, like people from Iran or whatever do like.
Bloody good.
Yeah, I like that idea.
And then it's cultural as well because you can ask them questions about their experience in coming over to Australia and whatnot. So it's really interesting.
I do like that idea. And then axe throwing after that.
Are we open to it again?
Look, I never said it wouldn't be good. I just thought. It's knocking out a whole, pretty much whole day at some joint.
And then we're going to smell like onion.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's worse ways to smell like onion. I think like it's like cooking's. We do the cooking, yeah? We cook a lot.
Yeah, we cook it
there
all.
There is, yeah.
It's definitely different. I find in my mind I'd be bored, like having I never mentioned the smash room whatsoever, so it was not fucking my idea. But it was more activities that require sort of a bit of energy. Hence the park, whether you're doing, like you actually come up with, you know, where you're getting in teams or whatever it be.
And like laser tag.
Yeah, it's a bit sweaty though. I don't like laser tag because you've got all that shit on indoors.
Mm-hmm.
But something outdoors. But anyway, I was saying driving range or a golf course, like doing a round in the morning and actually... pairing up and it being nice and fresh. You do a few things. Round robin.
Yeah, I mean, that could be fun. I mean, go-karting just finishes too quick.
It does.
I think you know, like you go there, you go all the way to fucking Dandenong or whatever. You go to Le Mans.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go. You have to sign. The admin's annoying with go-karting. You have to sign away your life. It takes a lot of time. What about So, 10-pin bowling?
Yeah, I love that. I love
feel
bowling.
Like, Jess, you'd be a 10-pin bowling family.
I'm not.
Really?
We used to. Like, we went bowling back in the day, but not now.
Did you ever do these
activities? Most of the time, this is just me, most of the time you just want to sit down and drink, you know, and catch up with everyone.
Yeah, and so that's definitely, like, so cooking our own meals isn't really conducive to that.
It's like taking a date to the movies. You're not really going to...
The cooking thing...
The reason I came up with that...
Yeah, go on.
Sorry.
You go.
The reason that I came up with that is because I didn't think that, like, you would want to go sit at a bar, and that's, like, the next fun thing kind of thing.
Well, we're not even clear on where bars are. Last time we spoke, it's still up in the air.
No,
the bars are just pubs. I'm happy with a rooftop. I think the problem is that everyone's going to be thinking about it. But at the end of the day, we need to do something that I'm happy to do. What's going to make us all happy? I think let's have a think. How do we work it out? How do we come up with a solution? Does everyone put in three ideas and then we all sort of vote
drawn
on them?
Of a hat.
Vote on them?
Yeah.
I think that could be good.
Or we just unanimous. Get pulled out of a hat.
Yeah. What was that last bit, Jess?
I said, we just pulled out of a pulled hat.
Yeah, okay.
There's something about there's just less need to discuss anything if it's pulled out of a hat.
But there could be things where it's like, or maybe we whittle it down. So we say, okay, like you've just got to put a vote. Like if you had to pick someone else's pick, you have to pick one from them. I don't know. Like we can.
It's Big Brother. It's we're voting people out of the house.
Mm-hmm. No mail in. It all has to be in person.
Because
you know I'll try and rig it.
You'll bring the lawyers after. Trying to get your decision turned back.
I actually watched an interesting short doco on Giuliani. I didn't realize he was the mayor of New York.
Yeah,
it was a big big figure in New York around sort of like 9/11 and stuff. Anyway, thanks, Jess. No bad blood. But yeah, you can remove yourself from the Cal invite for Screenplay Sunday for today.
I have so much to talk to you about after
the
show.
Okay. You could have chosen better ways to end the sign off.
No, well, I was just thinking admin-wise. You don't want to just twiddling her thumbs. You know. All right, great. All right, thanks, Jess.
Thanks,
Jess. Have a good one. Bye.
Goodbye.
Jessica Lucas.
I went down were you obsessed with hole-in-ones as a kid? Hole-in-ones in anything?
Oh, did you see the hole-in-one that's on Twitter? My brother James tweeted about it.
Just recently?
Just yesterday. It is ridiculous. Go to twitter.com/JamesJansen.
James Jansen.
I'm guessing
that's
his.
This is...
Yeah, this is
Yeah.
Scroll down just a little bit and you'll see the Masters.
Oh. Okay, so that
from
is the one
pond
I saw.
To pin, Rahm skips to a hole in one on number 16 at the Masters. This is ridiculous.
That was so picture grabbing a rock and skimming it across a lake. Mm-hmm. But what he does is uses his golf club and hits a ball and it runs along the water across the lake to the green on the other side. That is why I watched it and why I went down a rabbit hole yesterday. It is phenomenal.
Found any good ones?
Oh, mate, top 10 hole-in-ones. There's a montage on YouTube, 1.5 mil. It's ridiculous.
So do you think that golfer was planning to do the skip? Like to get it along the water?
I don't think any of them. Well, I don't know that, but I don't think... This is what I asked. I asked Michelle Timms, basketballer. Mm-hmm. I said, you know how like you shoot and you might hit the backboard and it goes in, or it hits the rim and then sort of falls in.
Are you aiming for the backboard?
Are you aiming for the backboard? Are you aiming for a swish every single time? As she said, it varies. But I mean, this is where you're hitting a golf club. You're not saying to yourself, I don't think golfers are going, hole in one this time. They're going, there's the hole. That's where I'm going, taking this ball. And so then you land a hole in one, which is complete.
Surely, I think when you're a pro, the idea is you're always trying to get a hole in one. Well, not a hole in one. You're always trying to aim for the pin. There would be very few cases where you're like,
aiming for it. But the goal, if you had the goal, I think it's an amateur's mind. I think I would be the guy trying to get hole in ones, and I never get them. I'm shit at golf. But if you were to just say the goal's wrong, because the goal could be, yeah, to the pin. I need to get this ball to the pin close as possible.
I think if it's a par three, they're always trying to get a hole in one.
Well, you're trying to get the lowest amount of hits per hole, obviously. Man, obviously.
That's small-minded thinking.
But don't you think?
Oh, I'll be happy with it, you know. A birdie would be nice. Don't be so greedy.
I trained a guy who was a golfer, and he'd only got... He played professionally, junior professional, so before you get to the big boys league.
Yeah.
He only got one hole in one. And that's in 15 years of playing golf of like a high level. And so at that point, you're trying for 15 years to get a hole in one, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Because the thing is, it's not like you are aiming necessarily directly for the pin. You're aiming for the green.
Yes.
And then you know that, okay, the green's fast or slow, or it sort of moves in this direction. And so, like, if you look at it, it's very. I think that the hole in one would be a lot more rare, where it actually just goes from tee to pin. Like, I think that in most cases it would hit the green first and then bounce or do something.
There was one where it bounced, hit the green once, and actually bounced in like a basketball, like you're hitting a fucking swish. Oh, ridiculous.
Did you ever go to the golf?
Nah, that seems pretty boring to me.
It was good. It's good fun. Good amount of walking.
I mean, I love watching. It seems bad, but the crowd, when the ball hits the crowd.
Yeah, sure.
So brutal.
No, I get it.
It's like you guys. You knew you were standing right at the fucking green, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're all huddling in the green.
Mm-hmm.
The ball's coming, mate. I've had bad. I threw a golf ball once as high as I could in the air, and it came down. I was trying to catch it, smashed me straight in the forehead.
Oh, no.
Had to go to the doctor. Mum took me to the doctor because it looked like the ball had just gone into my head. It was so fat. It was a bubble that had just popped out.
I was just so into gear when I was younger. One piece of gear that I had was it went at the end of your putter, and it was like a little suction thing, and so you didn't have to bend over.
That's a great idea.
You would just like, it would just like suck the ball and then you'd grab it. But as a chubby 13-year-old that was drinking way too many Schweppes raspberries and in hot chips, I was just like, I should have been taking the opportunity just to bend down and grabbing the ball. But I was just like acting like I was like the things that were designed for people in their 60s. I was using.
I think even Trump bends over to pick up his balls.
Yeah, yeah. There's an interesting gear nowadays. Like, I can imagine, like, I remember there was the smart, there were like the electric caddies, like the golf, like, so where you put your clubs rather than a golf cart. It's like the, you would normally pull it or whatever. And there's ones that were like electric, where you would just sort of pull it and then it would just move along on its own. I remember
it takes
wanting
the weight
one of
those.
It, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a 75-year-old woman's device.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
man or woman. It's like your back's done and you don't want to push the thing. Mm. To be honest, I'd fucking get one. It would take a lot of the chutzpah, like the heave ho out of it, and you get to focus on your game. That's the thing. You could be 3 hours walking around. I tell you just one thing about the lockdown in Victoria. The golf courses that are public that you can have access to, and so there's one near my parents' place. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
People were having picnics on it. It was like,
oh really?
It was amazing. Think about that land. How beautiful golf courses are, and this was open to people to bring rugs and roll it out. It was amazing. Because I walked past there recently and there's no one was walking because they don't want to get hit by a ball and all the golfers are out. But it was, my dad was saying it was awesome.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, awesome. It's fun. We won't do this, I don't think. But Churchill Park Golf Club, for me, I was there for 6 years as a member. I know the course, right? The West course.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd smash it.
There is a Bulleen course that is public, so it's not you can get in if you just want to pay. It's really nice, and it's close to the office, 10 minutes.
Okay, great.
15 minutes. There's options. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What have you done for a Christmas party that you liked for a team? Let us know. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your day. I've got a bit of a cough on a nightmare, bit of bloody, what's it called? The storm asthma? Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a serious thing. Be careful.
Yeah, a lot of pollen out there, guys. A lot of pollen.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy your day. Have a good one.
See you guys.